This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So as Rachel and Cardiff and I were talking about, and actually they might have been in the big room in New York. I don't know. Could have been in the small room, big room. I don't know. Anyway, Steve Bannon is out at the White House, which means, in theory anyway, that the odds of a trade war with China are at least a little bit lower today than they were yesterday, which is good because for all the real economic competition between the United States and China, the two economies need each other. To that end, Beijing put out some new rules on overseas investments today, specifically limits on certain kinds of foreign acquisitions by Chinese companies, everything from real estate to hotels and entertainment. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that one.
For companies doing business with China, today's announcement didn't really come as a surprise.
It's just codifying guidance that they've already been delivering to Chinese companies for quite some time now.
Andy Rothman is an investment strategist at Matthews Asia. He says overall investment by China has dropped off from the beginning of the year.
But let's put that in context. That outbound investment's been growing a lot in recent years. So the numbers are still pretty big. And I think we're going to see a pullback for a year or two until companies adjust.
The rules could hurt investment in things like hotels, the entertainment industry, real estate, and sports. But Brookings economist David Dollar says he doesn't see the wider U.S. economy being impacted that much.
I don't think it has huge implications for the U.S. They invested about $20 billion in the U.S. last year. It's the biggest destination for the Chinese investment. I expect that to continue.
However, he says some U.S. regional markets who have benefited from China's real estate spending spree may feel the pain more.
Chinese have invested a lot in San Francisco and some other California areas. So it's possible there that this will have a noticeable effect on the real estate market.
Ethan Kramer Flood is with the Conference Board, a business and research organization. He says China will keep pursuing advanced manufacturing technologies in things like semiconductors and artificial intelligence.
But also, you know, agriculture and energy. And I mean, there's plenty of other stuff. Plenty of other areas where we're going to see probably business keep right on going.
Kramer Flood says China will also encourage companies to push money into projects related to its Belt and Road infrastructure project. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.